Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
So, Liam, have you ever done something just simple with no bad intentions and then everyone thought you meant something else?
Yeah, I mean, I remember one time when I was a witch living in the woods, I lured in two young children and baked them treats to fatten them up so that I can in turn eat them. And weirdly, no one took that the right way.
That's so weird.
I know.
I mean, kids are sensitive, you know?
Ugh.
And, you know, look, it's not great to have something taken the wrong way. And I feel like pop star Selena Gomez really knows that feeling right now because she got a lot of backlash after people thought she was mocking Hailey Bieber in a skincare tutorial.
Yeah, and fans are always looking for ways to pit Selena against Hailey just because, obviously, she used to date Hailey's husband, pop star Justin Bieber. But it's like getting very ridiculous.
It's getting too ridiculous. Like, people care too much, right?
I mean, not only do people care too much, the level of investment, I mean, and God forbid, it's not like we have become people who have podcasts based around these things.
Right.
But listen, I mean, that's us and that's them, and we're right and they're wrong. I think we can agree.
I mean, when you're getting paid for it, it's different.
So true.
That's my rule. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Liam Garrow, filling in for Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Thursday, May 12th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all and tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So it's got to be tough to be a celebrity when you have literally everyone watching you, scrutinizing your every move.
Yeah.
You got to be careful not to say or do the wrong thing. And I feel like we're not celebrities, but we do have this platform and we...
Well...
not yet. We're not to this level. But like, it's true. I've found myself being like, okay, I can't say certain things because people might take it the wrong way. And it's exhausting. And it's at a whole different level for Selena Gomez. Like, she can't even post a skincare video without getting criticism. So she posted a tutorial to her TikTok earlier this week. Fans accused her of mocking her ex-boyfriend Justin Bieber's wife, Hailey Bieber.
Yes, indeed. So Selena posted the video on Tuesday, and it just features like clips of her putting on creams and an eye mask, just general, you know, skincare stuff. Mm-hmm. She shows the products off to the camera. She doesn't say anything during it, and over top, the Fleetwood Mac song Dreams scores the video. So Selena posted the video just hours after Hailey had already shared a series of similar videos on her TikTok page. And Hailey tends to title these videos GRWM, which stands for Get Ready With Me. Mm-hmm. And she speaks to the camera in her videos as she goes over what products she uses in her skincare and makeup routine.
Yes. And real quick, I just want to point out, because I wasn't able to make fun of Arisha yesterday for saying naked. So I have to make fun of you today to make up for it.
Please.
When you're like, scores the video, as if anyone talks about TikTok videos like that, that's just a testament to your film background, I think.
Well, I think what's important to remember at the end of the day is I basically am Hans Zimmer, and let's never forget that.
Okay, well,
okay.
I've been put on notice. Mm. Okay, so in these videos, there's definitely differences between Selena and Hailey. Like, the Get Ready With Me video is nothing new.
No.
People are doing that all the time these days. Influencers, celebs, people off the streets. And some people online are saying that Selena was rolling her eyes during her video and therefore accused her of making fun of Hailey.
And for all we know, maybe she just doesn't have like a real tight cornea situation. I mean, you never know.
I mean,
we're trying to be sensitive, everybody.
Exactly.
But, you know, listen, some people in the comment section of Selena's video called it shady. One commenter went so far as to write, "It's giving, I am a performative loser who blatantly gets away with bullying other women." And then another person commented, "The way she twisted her eyes in every step," which, okay, so much of, can I just say, as a person also very much on TikTok, I just want to say that so much of being on that platform is like conducting yourself in such a way that like appeals to the viewer's eye. And honestly, sometimes it just means moving your face around a bunch and kind of shifting the eyes around.
Right. Well, I mean, as someone who, my natural state of being is just eye rolls.
Mm.
So it's like, I do it without even realizing I'm doing it. Just ask my husband.
Right.
It's just literally who I am. And I have a feeling Selena may be similar, very similar attitudes.
Yes.
But also the fact that they focused on that and not her putting like this cream on her chest with her middle finger. That was the only thing that was like, okay.
Well, and also even, it's funny, like, even the song choice, I'm surprised no one kind of, like, pinged on that. Because Dreams, of course, famously is, like, Stevie Nicks' like, ode to Lindsey Buckingham. And it's, like, her breakup song about him, right? So I was like, is no one picking up on that? I thought that was weird. Like, and also it should be noted, too, that Brooke's ability to eye roll, you can roll your eyes so hard. I've heard it has actually shifted the gravitational pull of the Earth, which is pretty epic.
Yeah, I've seen my own brain.
Yeah.
Also, just want to point out, Liam, not everyone's as focused on the score as you are.
I told
TikTok
you,
videos.
I am Hans Zimmer, Brooke. I don't understand.
So, unlike everyone else in the world, Hailey has not said anything about the video, but she has an army of fans. They're ready to fight for her, even if she did not pick a battle for them to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And Selena didn't say or admit she was throwing shade at Hailey, but she did apologize for posting the video, which I'm like, why?
I mean, put a pin in that. We're going to be talking about that. I have things to say. But after fans flooded her comment section calling out her eye rolls, Selena also commented on her own TikTok. She wrote, "This is why I believe in taking care of your mental health. Guys, no idea what I did, but I am really, but I really am sorry." Which is also a very me apology of just being like, listen, I'm not sure what the issue is, but just know, very deeply apologetic.
Yeah, and I don't know what I'm going to do the rest of the day, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, here's a front loading. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Selena also clarified she had zero bad intention by sharing the video and ended with the comment, "deleting soon." So the video is still up, but she did disable the comment section.
Well, probably because she realized how stupid this is.
Yes.
Like, I went back and looked. Selena posted one of these Get Ready With Me videos on April 23rd.
That's
right.
So
it's like, are we really grasping at straws like this?
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, I don't know if you heard, but welcome to the internet. It's only straws. Please grasp at them.
Oh, I hate it. I love a good suck, but I hate that.
Ooh.
So, okay, we've talked about this before. Fans have been pitting Selena and Hailey against each other for years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as we all know, Selena dated Justin Bieber on and off between 2010 and 2017. And not too long after they split for good, Justin linked up with Hailey. They got married shortly after. But fans as fans do, have very strong feelings on who they think Justin should be with. So Team Jelena fans have been coming after Hailey ever since she got together with Justin. But things got a little ugly in 2019 when Selena released her song Lose You to Love Me. A lot of people assume that it's about her breakup with Justin.
Yeah, and I mean, in the song, Selena does sing about being replaced within just 2 months. And fans obviously were quick to point out how Hailey and Justin got together just months after Selena and Justin broke up for good in 2017. And not too long after the song came out, Hailey posted a video of herself listening to a song called I'll Kill You. Just some nice casual behavior.
Yeah, real banger.
Yeah. And Jelena took this as a direct response to Selena's song. Selena cleared the air afterwards and defended Hailey, actually, in an Instagram Live. And she said, I am so grateful for the response the song is getting. However, I do not stand for women tearing women down. And also added, please be kind to everyone. It doesn't matter what the situation is. If you're my fans, don't be rude to anyone, please.
Which is just further proof that there's no way she posted this as shade to Hailey.
No, no. I mean, it's like, if people could also understand how little people think about other people when they're doing something. Like, it's not about you. It's not about
right.
you.
Yeah. So Hailey herself has had enough of the Jelena fans coming for her. We talked about this. She posted a TikTok video just last month asking fans to leave her alone. And although she never mentioned Selena or her fans directly, it did seem pretty clear that that's what she was referring to.
Yeah, so Hailey captioned the video, this is for you guys in my comments every single time I post. And in the video, she said, enough time has gone by. I'm minding my business. I don't do anything. I don't say anything. Leave me alone, please. She also said, I beg of you, truly. I mean, she's like really letting the people know. That's my only request. Be miserable somewhere else, please. Mm-hmm. That's going to be on my tombstone.
Which will also be on mine, because obviously we'll have side-by-side plots.
And if by side-by-side you mean joint casket, yeah, baby. Sorry, Ross and Arisha, we have other plans.
Yeah, I want to hold hands with my gay lover into eternity.
And not only have Jelena fans been flooding Hailey's comment section, but they've also mocked her in person, which is like so awful, because I don't know if you remember, but at last year's Met Gala, Hailey was walking the red carpet with Justin, and then the crowd started taunting her because they kept repeatedly chanting, like, Selena, 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 and like, yeah, not a great look. And Hailey even seemed to tear up, and she put on sunglasses to cover her eyes. Justin was also seen consoling Hailey, and there's like a TikTok video that was released of it, and he's seen mouthing, like, don't cry, don't cry, like, oh.
Yeah, what was the score on that video? Do you remember? I'm just kidding.
I want to say it was Requiem number 7 from Mr. Beethoven.
Classic. Yeah. Classic. But I got to say, like, a lot of times there's this narrative of people will say anything behind a computer screen and a keyboard. And the fact that they have taken it now to the streets is scary.
Oh, totally. Because what's the thing you hear about, like, all the time? Celebrities are like, oh, people in person are always very sweet. Because they're like, you're a real flesh and blood person in front of them, and I think you're humanized. And usually it's all the animosity that happens is like from the anonymity of someone's computer. So the fact that this is now happening in person, I'm like, well, this is either a new high or a new low. So it's kind of hard to tell.
Yeah. I mean, we're off the rails at this point, let's be honest.
Yeah.
So Justin himself has even begged his fans to leave his wife alone. In 2020, he called out a Selena fan on social media who asked her own followers to bombard Hailey and Justin's Q&A on an Instagram Live. Justin called the person out for trying to bully Hailey and said, it's not right.
Yeah, the woman, when she was like trying to rally her followers, was encouraging people to comment about Jelena on the Instagram Live and how Selena is better, and even asked people to go after her, please. Let's all go after her. And then Justin responded by saying, it is extremely hard to choose the high road when I see people like this try and rally to gather people to bully the person I love most in the world. And Hailey posted a response on her own Instagram saying, I usually stay quiet and don't acknowledge these things because I need to protect myself and my mental health. And then added, but it has truly gotten to a level of anger and hate that is shockingly unhealthy and sad. Hailey has also said she only wanted to support, uplift, and encourage other women in this industry.
Yeah. I can just picture this person on Instagram being like, come on, followers, let's go bully this live. And all 6 of her followers are like, yeah, let's get them.
Yeah. Whoa.
They're like, when did I follow this person? Unfollow.
Yeah, oops.
So obviously it doesn't really seem to matter how Justin feels about it or how many times Haley and Selena themselves have asked people to back off. People love to pit women in the entertainment industry against each other, or women really in general. And it's, I hate it. And it's like, both of these women are gorgeous.
Yes.
They're amazing women. And I feel like, let's take Justin Bieber out of the scenario. These two women would probably be friends if they met under different circumstances.
Oh, no question. And the thing I think about all the time when women get pitted against each other like this, because of course this happens all the time. And if you even go back further, it's like, you know, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera. And then going back further than that, it's like Madonna and Cyndi Lauper. And you know what I always thought? Imagine if in each of those instances, and the same could apply to like Haley and Selena, like imagine if they joined forces.
Teamed up.
Like, and if they like posted a TikTok video together and basically were like, yeah, hi, this is enough.
What if they did one doing each other's makeup?
And that's
Get
honestly.
Get ready with us.
How are we not PR people making millions of dollars a year?
No, well, because we're famous podcasters making
millions
of dollars.
I forgot.
I mean, you know.
And I am also Hans Zimmer.
Yeah, we can't have it all.
Yeah.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Liam Garrow, filling in for Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.